Lowe's knows you're the pro who does it right to find more ways to save because your business depends on it. We do it right, too, with savings every day, plus even more deals during our Spring Black Friday sale. Get $40 off 5-gallon buckets of select paint and stains via Lowe's gift card rebate. Buy three or more Purdy brushes and get 15% instant savings. And get up to 35% off select appliance special values. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint and stain offer valid through 410. Purdy and appliance offers valid through 417. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Every legend is built. This one starts with a frame. We raised a great stature and gave it a name. The BMW X7. It's the biggest one yet. Fitting power and style, the best you can get. An all-leather interior, its luxury shows. So we kept it right up for all of three rows. With its dynamic driving, you chase your desires. The true mark of this legend is how it inspires. The first ever BMW X7. Make every day legendary.
Exceptional offers through BMW Financial Services at BMWNYC.com. BMW of Manhattan. Driven by more.
Pablo, if you're listening to this live stream, that pork's name is now Turbis.
Welcome, Star Wars fans. This is Tatooine Sons, your weekly look into all things Star Wars from the unique perspective of a father sharing his love for the amazing space fantasy saga with his two sons. I am BB Nate, and I'm joined first by my brother, Samuel the Hutt.
A cheer to Star Wars fans. Thanks for tuning in. And if you're not a Star Wars fan, then you probably don't know about all the new.
With the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment.
Does that include dinner at that new French place?
Yep, 4% cash back there.
How about bowling with my friends?
Yeah, 4% cash back on that too.
Nice.
And that'll be a rewarding weekend. Because with the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% on dining and entertainment. So when you go out, you cash in. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
New books that are going to be coming out pretty soon here.
Yeah, but we do.
Right, because we're in the know.
We are in the know.
Special. And of course, you can have Star Wars without bizarre father figures. So on that, here's my bizarre father figure, the Bowtie Jedi guy.
Well, guys, it's the first day of panels at Star Wars Resistance. What's that?
It was a doozy.
It was a doozy.
I'm talking
and
out.
We have a specific panel that we're going to talk about today, which is Lucasfilm publishing panel. I'm going to ask you both to be 100% transparent here. Was that the most riveting panel for you or not?
No. If I'm going to be totally honest, this might be something that might offend you, but it was my least favorite of the day.
I have to agree.
I like the books and all, and they're great, but oh, it was just straining.
Yeah, I mean, there was some fun stuff in there, but overall, it wasn't like the.
It was straining.
Strain.
I was just wondering when it was going to like when it was going to end. I was expecting something to happen because. You were all like, yeah, I was disappointed we didn't go last year because they released some stuff. And I'm like, okay, then this must be a good panel to go to. And they didn't release anything big, really.
Well,
I mean, they released the cover for Crash of Fate Crash.
I can't even remember the name of it
right now. I mean, yeah, well, they released
it's like a young
a lot of stuff. It's just,
but that's not like,
but we're not huge into the books and stuff, so I did not. Didn't really like catch our eye as much as the episode 9 panel, obviously.
Right. There was a couple moments where I was sort of hoping that they would do a Turbis revelation.
Well, they're saving that for the closing ceremony.
Some type of Turbis book because of the pork stuff that they talked about. Yeah, I mean, porgs are a big deal in the publishing side of things right now, but so far, no Turbis was mentioned. As far as the stuff that you remember from it, try to be engaged as much as you can. What do you think was like the stuff that stood out for you?
Well, the one thing that kind of stood out to me was, the only big reveal we really had was that Cardinal was going to be in the Black Star book.
It's not standing out to you.
And General Syndulla
is actually a pretty cool idea there.
Commanding the Alphabet Squadron, which is like the best of the best.
Yeah, so let's talk about the first one. Yeah, let's talk about the first one with that. So Delilah Dawson talked about the Galaxy's Edge book that she's getting ready to release, Black Spire. And so it's bringing back the primary protagonist from the Phasma novel. Vi is what her name is. Sent on a special mission by General Organa to go and find a new base, a new location for the Rebel base, or excuse me, Resistance base. And she obviously is going to go to where the Galaxy's Edge is set to, the location where it's supposed to be set. And she's going to be there. And so we kind of knew all of that. But then the big revelation from that, like you said, BB Nate, that was the revelation that Cardinal, who you guys
know, but
one of you guys have
vaguely
read,
familiar with the character.
Phasma, have you? Yeah, Cardinal is sort of like the rival within the First Order and equal in authority to Phasma in that. And he's called the right. He wears red armor. So there were some people that thought when they first saw Major Von Rank on the Star Wars Resistance promotional stuff that he might be Cardinal, but he wasn't. So he works with Vi. He lets Vi helps Vi get out and escape and all of that kind of stuff. And so there was a lot of speculation that he would be there. Well, Delilah Dawson revealed to everyone today that Cardinal is going to be a part of the Black Spire novel. So,
no, I like that. I know, obviously, I'm not super familiar with the character, so it doesn't have as much impact on me, but I know that he was a very, very beloved character by a lot of fans. And I mean, just from seeing like the concept art for the character, I thought he was super cool, and from what I've heard. So I like that. It'll add some depth. Maybe he goes up, I'm here.
You guys there?
Okay. Well, I guess I'll just film for Sam because he's having difficulty. So, like you're saying, yes, I know that Cardinal was a very beloved character. I heard that what he does is really cool. Everybody started freaking out, though, when they were like, if you're going to do one book that you wanted to do, you there?
I'm back.
Okay.
Y'all miss me?
Good. Okay, let me finish my filling in for you. So like when they're ever when I think it was Delilah Dawson or Claudia Gray, I forget which one. Said that.
That was Claudia Gray, I think is what you're talking about. Let's not go there yet. Let's keep talking about
Cardinal. Oh geez, I forgot what it was.
Why don't you continue your thought there?
Yeah, super cool, very popular. Maybe he, like, betrays, is it Val? It's not Val. What's her name? The main, Vi, that's it. I need to start with a V. Maybe he, like, betrays Vi, or maybe even helps her. Maybe he, like, turns against the First Order, I don't know. But, that'd be interesting. I don't know if I'm personally going to pick up this book, but I'm sure you, Dad, will probably end up reading it or listening to it or something.
Well, I think it plays into I don't know if it's our, I won't put that on you, but I believe it plays into my theory you've got this Stormtrooper Rebellion that kicks in, and he could be leading the Stormtrooper Rebellion with Vi.
I could see that.
And Resistance and Finn. And so I think that that's a pretty interesting
And yeah. So she,
well, and maybe Nate, you were getting ready to tell the story about
the announcer, host, whatever you call it, said that if you were to write one book that you really wanted to write, what would it be? And Claudia Gray, I think, said that she wants to take a deep dive and write books about Knights of the Old Republic, each character. Everybody started freaking out.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So, Claudia Gray, just for everybody that's listening. Right. So for everybody listening on here, Claudia Gray wrote Lost Stars, which is one of the most popular books in the new canon. She wrote Bloodlines in that. And then she wrote Leia, Princess of Alderaan. And she's writing.
I need to pick that up on the show for tomorrow, probably. I want to pick up the exclusive cover.
Or some of the hop. Yeah. Well,
what I'm hearing is that they have a new shipment, a new amount every day. So I'm trying to pick that up soon.
Well, we'll see then. Maybe if we can get that tomorrow. So, what do you guys think? Do you, Samuel Hutt, why don't you tell me, chime in here? Why don't you tell us what you think about the idea of Claudia Gray resurrecting Knights of the Old Republic and the characters from that, and writing a series of books about that? She was able to give.
I wouldn't be entirely against it.
On that, what would you think about that?
Canon, I'd like that because it'd be a good way to get introduced into the canon. I've kind of always had my mindset on Benioff and Wise's movies being about that, so I would like to better be introduced, or I think it'd be better to be introduced into the new Old Republic through movies. But I mean, I wouldn't mind some books doing that, and you know, she's an amazing writer, so I'm certain they'd be great. So
yeah, and then Sam, you're a big fan of the Thrawn series of novels, and so Timothy Zahn was on the panel. Yeah. He talked a little bit about Thrawn treason.
Yeah, that was like the only part I really listened to. The rest of it, I kind of just zoned out a little bit. But no, it was the thing I mainly remember. I'm just gonna rattle off the points I remember. Eli Vanto is going to be back, like, for real.
Right.
There's going to be
I'll see if I can get him going. So Eli Vanto's coming back on that. What do you think about that? He wasn't really a presence in Thrawn Alliances, but the original Thrawn book from the new canon.
He's very much the Watson. What do you think about Eli Vanto series, if that makes sense? No, I'm glad to have him back. I want to see more of that. Interaction between him and Thrawn, because that was great in the original.
Well, and he's currently working for the Chiss Ascendancy now, so he's not working with Thrawn. No, he's not a part of the Empire. So,
I was gonna say, but I'm certain they're gonna meet back up and talk and all that. So that's what I'm looking forward to. But yeah, that kind of brings me into the next point. Is he Zahn said that. There's going to be a Chiss Ascendancy warship in there. I forget the commander. He said that was part of it, but yeah, there's going to be that. The Grisks are back.
The Grisks.
That was fun too. I don't have to
Which are sort of the bad guys that start to creep in the second or the last.
I'm going to have to reread Alliances because the last half of it's also sort of a blur. I mean, it was cool because he said that Zahn said that when he was writing, you know, when he writes these books, it sometimes takes him days or weeks or even longer to come up with the strategies that Thrawn uses for, like, you know, the battles or whatever, which I thought was cool because he's a human too. He's got to be able to figure this stuff out. But I mean, it's still impressive that he comes up with those elaborate plans. And then this is probably the biggest reveal, I think, from the thing is that he's going to be doing this all pretty much alongside Krennic and Tarkin. That I'm excited about.
Yeah, so that's going to be interesting. Tarkin, he talks about
Tarkin has an assistant who, like, has an assistant. And, like, the assistant adores him and hates everybody. This is what Zahn says, hates, like, basically everybody else other than Krennic. And, like, if you don't side with Krennic, you're evil. And he's, like,
Right.
He's like worships Krennic, which I find to be hilarious. He's like, yeah, he's basically like,
right, because Krennic sort of is a necessary, you know, element to Rogue One, but he's not exactly he doesn't come across as like the most intelligent, successful guy. He's like, it was all ambition in Rogue One, and so this character thinks that he's the believes everything that Krennic believes about himself is basically what I with that. So that would be interesting.
And one of the things that Zahn said is that, you know, maybe some characters will learn to respect him, other characters won't. And that pretty much just completely clued into me that I think at first both Krennic and Tarkin are going to be, like, against Thrawn. And then I believe that Tarkin's going to eventually realize his brilliance and learn to respect him in a way. And Krennic's just going to be Krennic and, you know, that's that, you know. But I would love to see,
I can see
Tarkin and Thrawn working together, which I don't remember. We saw some of that in Rebels, right? Okay.
We did. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. In fact, I think it was Tarkin that brought Thrawn to help try to battle them or find the Rebels and the whole of Thaw thing. So, but what's interesting is Thrawn Alliances takes place really between the seasons 3 and 4 of Rebels. So we don't have much of a time frame for whatever's going on in Thrawn treason to take place, because that's basically season 4 of Rebels that's there. So that'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
Yeah, that's interesting. I hadn't thought of that. Maybe it all just takes place over a really short period of time.
Yeah. Right. And then you have Vader that plays a major role in Thrawn Alliances, and he keeps questioning Thrawn in it, and it talks about using the phrase treason a lot. So I think it's interesting that we see that playing out in the title of this one. So, I'd be curious. Anything else stand out from the publishing panel? I mean, the rest of it from my, what I can recall, was mostly just sort of getting behind the scenes stuff on the different authors and letting them talk a little bit about their inspiration and how they write and why they love Star Wars and that kind of stuff, which is cool. Yeah, that's sort of like Grimm's Tales in the Star Wars universe. So Grimm's Tales are sort of a little bit of a dark, twisted, very supernatural feel to them.
Oh, you cut off there,
monsters and dragons and kind of that kind of stuff. Oh, that's okay. It's like Grimm's Tales are like fairy tales with like dragons and sorcery and sort of a dark element.
It's basically going to be like monsters
and that kind of thing.
A different story, something like chapter that is what we're thinking, and it's going to be like Legends of Luke Skywalker, but it's going to be darker, basically,
and not focused around some singular thing.
I mean, I think it's going to be like scary stories and stuff like that. The fables, I'm definitely getting that. So. I guess that's pretty much everything that they covered on the panel. Anything that you guys
I can't really remember anything that like really stood out to me.
Okay. Well, I think the last thing that they mentioned, it was sort of a throwaway at the end, but I think is really where we're going to end up wanting to go with the stuff from this is be a journey to the rise of Skywalker. So episode 9, just like there was a Journey to the Force Awakens and Journey to the Last Jedi.
Yeah,
so
they're going to be a series of books.
Like, they seemed pretty pumped about them. They couldn't really tell much about it. It feels like everything here at this celebration that's tied to episode 9 has sort of put everything on hold based on the fact that, you know, we didn't get a poster after the episode 9 panel this morning. We didn't, you know, they didn't tell us the names of the Journey to the Rise of the Rise of Skywalker movie. You know, they didn't tell us what those were going to be about, and I think it's because they didn't want to release any information or get anything together in the fear that it would reveal something about what was going to be talked about at the episode 9 panel or the teaser or the title or anything like that. So I'm sure in the next few weeks, maybe D23 this summer, we'll start getting all the details as far as what the Journey to episode 9 series of novels are going to be and that kind of thing. So All right. Let's see. Anything else that you guys can think of that
I don't think so.
We can talk about when it comes to the Lucasfilm Publishing Panel? Okay. Well, then thanks for listening, guys. We've got a couple other episodes getting ready to drop here shortly. We've got some work with we did a joint podcast with Chatter Squadron, so make sure you check that out. That's a breakdown of episode 9. Really excited about our interview with Adam Lance Garcia, producer for Yahoo Entertainment and another The Last Jedi evangelist like us, as well as a really cool guy that loves Star Wars and loves geeking it out about it.
Unplanned.
Plus, we actually have a special guest that came on at the end of that. Yeah, and so that's we're excited. So you'll want to tune into that. He showed up, and Adam started geeking out about him, and next thing you know, he was on the show. So that was pretty cool. And so we'll have those done. We're going to hold off on the Vader Immortal until we have a chance to play the demo. And I think excuse me, I sneeze on. Man, I've got the sniffles. I think that's pretty much it.
Force to be with you.
There's anything else you guys want to say?
This party's over.
I like that Wookiee.
Don't get technical with me.
Join, please.
Yep, yep. The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.
Lowe's knows you're the pro who does it right to find more ways to save because your business depends on it. We do it right, too, with savings every day, plus even more deals during our Spring Black Friday sale. Get $40 off 5-gallon buckets of select paint and stains via Lowe's gift card rebate. Buy 3 or more Purdy brushes and get 15% instant savings. And get up to 35% off select appliance special values. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint and stain offer valid through 4/10. Purdy and appliance offers valid through 4/17. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Mommy, I'm bored. Can we go to
the Bronx Zoo for the biggest, most realistic dinosaur safari ride in America?
Dad, I'm tired of the swing. Can we go to
the Bronx Zoo for the biggest, most realistic dinosaur safari ride in America?
There's no room to build a sandcastle. Can we go to
the Bronx Zoo for the biggest, most realistic dinosaur safari ride in America? Make your day prehistoric at the Bronx Zoo Dinosaur Safari.